Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
A new study by University College Cork is looking to identify and explore the extent to which women are facing delays in having their chronic health conditions diagnosed. And joining me to discuss this is Jenny Cooney-Quain, Research Associate in the School of Applied Psychology at UCC and co-author of the study. Jenny, this is a very interesting study. It looks at reasons perhaps why women are dismissed or their symptoms are trivialized or minimized or that kind of thing. But you're also looking for women to come forward for the study to tell you their experiences.
That's it, exactly. Thanks so much for having me on to talk about the study. So we do know that there are obviously lots of reasons why these diagnostic delays happen. You know, we've underfunding of the health service, lack of research into health conditions, especially women's health conditions. But what we're really focusing on is doctor-patient interactions, which can also play a really important role. So, you know, experiences of being dismissed or having your symptoms minimized or psychologized. So that's what we're really trying to, you know, dig into with this research and really hear about women's experiences of those doctor-patient interactions.
And from what you're hearing, are women expressing to you that they are being dismissed, that they're being rushed, that they're not being listened to? This idea of, I think the term is medical gaslighting.
Yeah, absolutely. And medical gaslighting is kind of an umbrella term for lots of different ways this dismissal can happen. And what we're seeing is time and time again, women are experiencing, you know, their pain symptoms being minimized or other symptoms being put down to anxiety or depression or stress. And
hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Like, we're seeing it with our own study, which is we're still recruiting for, but we're also seeing it across, you know, patient advocacy groups, patient support groups, patient forums and things like that. So it does seem to be widespread.
And Jenny, is it surprising considering that what's sometimes referred to as the feminization of the medical profession has largely happened, in that there are more medical female graduates now coming through and there are in specialties like GPs, for example, a huge cohort and an increasing cohort, so that it will definitely be the majority are now women. The doctors, mm-hmm. I mean.
I definitely think that means things are going to improve going forward. But we're still looking at it in the context of, like, historically, women have been underrepresented in medical research. So we don't know as much about how these conditions affect women differently to men. And, you know, symptoms can present differently in women than men. So some of that medical training still relies on that old data. So, you know, doctors,
you're talking about things like heart attacks, for example, present differently in men and women. But
exactly,
the classic symptoms as described would be the male symptoms, the chest pain kind of ones.
Exactly. That's a great example. But we see it across a whole range of different health conditions. So I suppose that medical research and understanding is still kind of catching up. And there are definitely lots of, you know, female doctors that are really trying to drive women's health conditions and, you know, are really kind of going about doing additional training. But that research really has to catch up as well.
Okay. And Jenny, just two last things. So, and mm-hmm. one is, what are you hoping to achieve from this? As in, do you think that if we know more about it, if we have a greater understanding, that women's healthcare will improve? Is that the hope?
That's the hope. And one other thing that we're looking at is the use of symptom tracking apps. So women are tracking their symptoms in real time and bringing that app data to the doctor. And that could potentially be really successful for them because it's a way to really back up or bring evidence to that patient-doctor interaction. So we're really hoping now, and, you know, some doctors are really, you know, enthusiastic about that. Others, they understandably don't have the time or the expertise to read into that data. But we're hoping that going forward, that might also improve things.
And my last question to you, if women want to get involved, if they want to share their experience with the research, what do they do?
So there's a couple of ways they can access the research, either through the UCC website on the research news section. It's also on my social media on Instagram, which is Jenny_health_researcher, or they can just email me at jennifer.cooney@ucc.ie.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Jenny Cooney Quayne, their research associate in the School of Applied Psychology in UCC.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.